We learned late this week that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had been hospitalized at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center since Monday night. The 70-year-old former Army general apparently suffered complications from an elective surgical procedure. What's striking is that while the public learned of it late, apparently the White House did too. Joining us live to go in depth on that is Politico national security reporter Alexander Wart. Alexander, thanks for taking the time on a Saturday night. First question is the obvious one. When were the president and the White House national security team told that Secretary Austin was even in the hospital?
They were told Thursday evening, so a full 3 days after Austin went into the hospital. No one at the White House knew. That includes President Joe Biden, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Others, even at the Pentagon, didn't know. Pentagon offices weren't aware of Austin's whereabouts. Some people were told that Austin was just working from home that week. So it was a lot of secrecy around his condition.
Now, had the president and the secretary had a chance to speak since all this blew over?
Yes, I've been informed by a U.S. official that they spoke very recently this evening. It was a quote-unquote cordial conversation. The president's looking forward to seeing Austin back at the Pentagon. So if there were any speculation that Austin was going to lose his job over this, it doesn't look that way.
Now, this question is an obvious one. Why the cone of silence? Had the people you've spoken with told you why this news was delayed getting to the president and the national security team?
It's very unclear. We don't know exactly why Austin wanted this quiet. He said in a statement today that it was his responsibility and the reason for why nothing was communicated to the public or the White House. But we don't exactly know why, other than it was an elective procedure. He seems to feel that there's a lot of that he should have some privacy around his medical well-being. That said, if we look into Austin's history, he is long shied from the spotlight. He doesn't like speaking that often to the press. He doesn't like being in the headlines. And he thinks that it also helps him wield more influence inside the administration, that if he can be, keep out of the drama, then he will be able to be a more important figure inside the interagency process.
What are we hearing about this from the Hill?
Well, right now, there's tons of criticism coming from Republicans. Senator Roger Wicker, who's the top Republican of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has already called for a hearing on this. Senator Tom Cotton has called for Austin to explain himself promptly. A bit of silence from Democrats at this point, but I think we can expect this to be a congressional brouhaha for a bit.